Hello and welcome to episode 11 of series 2 of the Engaging Internal Comms podcast. This is the show for employee engagers and internal communicators who like to keep up to date with everything that is new in our profession. My name's Craig Smith from The Big Picture People. This is just one of our short episodes that we fit between our interview shows, which go every fortnight, and it's continuing our theme of looking at organisational values. If you have been listening to the other episodes in this series, in episode 5 of season 2, I did a short session around bringing meaning to work, which was all about looking at what is it that our employees need in order for them to derive meaning from their work. Then in episode 7, I looked at ways that you could determine your organizational values and start to get a feeling for what those values were in your organization, if you already have them, to kind of validate them. And then in episode 9 of series 2, I helped you to maybe think about how fit for purpose your values are, and in terms of how well they support your decision making within your organization and your strategies within the organization too. So what we're going to look at today, or the tool that I'm going to share with you, is actually what I would describe as a team exercise. So whereas the previous three tools that we've shared with you that I've just mentioned were kind of personal reflection exercises that could be used with a team if you wanted, but they were designed more of a tool that you could use on your own to evaluate and think about your values, what I'm going to share with you today is actually something that you can definitely use with your team and actually works. You need to have a team to make it actually something that you can use. And it's all about using stories to illustrate your values. And as we all probably know, our values really are something that needs to come to life and needs to be something that our people can relate to. And also to really help them, we need to help our people understand how it fits in within our organization and what good looks like as well when it comes to our values. So the exercise I'm going to share with you, or the tool that I'm going to share with you, is actually works best in big groups. You can use it in smaller groups, but as you'll hear as I explain it to you, it works better in a large group, and it's a fantastic exercise to use in a really big group setting. I've used it at conferences and big events that I've facilitated in the past, but it's a really good way of drawing out the examples of your values. But it's also something I think once people are used to, that you can use at the beginning of every meeting or every gathering of people, just to kind of just keep that continuous focus on your organizational values. So it's a storytelling activity, and it's designed to be, you know, quite high energy with lots of engagement. And the way it works is that you get people together, if it's a large audience, you know, I'm thinking here of tables where people can sit together and share their values. And obviously at the moment that's challenging, given the fact that we're recording this during the pandemic, but you could do this virtually as well. You could do it with breakout groups, and the idea is you get everybody in a small group of around 6 to 8 people, just to take it in turns to share an example of someone they have seen within the organization that they've worked with who has demonstrated one of your values. And you may want to pick one particular value, or you may want to give them a freedom to talk about all of your values. But the idea is that they share with an example of a story, just a short story, sort of, you know, no more than a minute and a half story of what they saw, who was involved, what the situation was, and how that highlights or typifies one of your organizational values. And I always encourage people to, you know, choose something that doesn't have to be, you know, mega significant. It could be just a really, really small example of someone doing something that really, really illustrates your values. And then once everyone has told their story, the idea then is to get everyone around the table just to ponder that for a few seconds and think about you know, which of those stories has really stood out for them and who told it, but not to tell that person. So not to indicate which is the story that they think is the most powerful, but just to clock that mentally in their head and also remember who told the story. And then the next phase of that, and you can do as many rounds of this as you wish. Normally I would do 2 or 3, but again, if it's a smaller group, you may not be able to do that. But the second round is to get people to mix up, to get the people to move around into different groups. groups. Again, if you're doing it online, you would put people into different breakout groups. And the idea is that they tell exactly the same story again. They would just not a new story. They just reiterate the story that they told the last time, not the one that they chose that they'd heard from someone else, but the story that they shared with everyone else that again typifies for them your values in action. And again, ask everyone in that group to pick the one that they felt was most significant. And again, you can then repeat that another cycle if you wish. I think normally three is probably the maximum that you can get away with. And then after you've finished that, in a non-virtual world, in a conference room, I would normally then get people to go and stand next to the person that they heard tell the most powerful story, the story for them that was the most pertinent, the most powerful, the most illustrative of your values. And then what you tend to find there is a sort of an aggregation of people around two or three, maybe four individuals who've told a really, really powerful story. And then you get that person, each of those people who've told that story, to tell that to the rest of the group. Now, in a virtual way, you would probably want to do that through getting people to either nominate through the chat bar, or you could have a polling feature if you've got that functionality in your video conferencing suite or another app that you could use. But anyway, to then basically nominate the person who has told the most powerful story and then get them to repeat that story. And what you tend to find when you do that exercise is it's a really, really strong way of getting people to really, really understand, but also be able to articulate what it is your company, your organization is all about from a values perspective. And it's incredibly powerful. And what I normally say to clients after we've done that exercise, because I've run it on numerous occasions, and it's always something that lands really well, and there's always great feedback, and people can actually get quite emotional. I've had people, you know, who've been quite tearful while they've been telling those stories, not because the story is in any way sad, but just because it's really kind of emotional for them, and it might be about a colleague who is in the room as well, who they're talking about as well, who they've really kind of valued and really appreciated something that they've done. But people will almost universally at the end of that exercise say, why don't we do this more often? Why don't we take time to share stories of us living our values and breathing our values on a regular basis? And I always say to them, well, why don't you? And why don't you, at the beginning of your management meetings or the beginning of your team meetings, just take time to go around the table and get people just to share a story that they of something they've seen that week, or something that they've taken part in, or just something they've observed, which is another one of these stories which illustrates us at our best, us living and breathing our values in a way that is meaningful and is purposeful. And I think if you can imagine the power of that in terms of landing and really embedding your values and getting everybody able and confident to articulate what it is we're trying to do from a values perspective, it can be incredibly, incredibly powerful. So the resource is available, that you can get that resource. You need to try and remember everything I've just talked to. There's a lot to try and remember. The resource is available on our resources page. If you go to our website, thebigpicturepeople.co.uk, and at the top of the page, you will see that we have our resources page. And on our resources page, you can go down to where it's under team exercises. You will be able to find the relevant resource that I've just been talking about there, which is called Using Stories to Illustrate Your Values. And you can download it there, and it's totally free, and you can use that at your next team meeting, your next conference, your next online gathering to help your people to better articulate your values. So I hope you found that useful. I hope you're finding these tools useful that we're sharing with you. It'd be great if you could give us some feedback. We know that people are downloading them because we can see that from our website. But it would be great if you could give us some feedback if you've used them and you found them useful, and you've actually got a story that you can share with us about how you've used, and that would be absolutely fantastic. And you can do that via the feedback box on our website on engagingic.com on the podcast page, or you can just send us an email to info at thebigpicturepeople.co.uk, and we can get it from you there. One thing that we've got coming up in the near future, and obviously this is if you're listening to this at the relevant time, on the 29th of April, we are running a webinar, a completely free webinar, and it's all going to be about how you put your people in the picture. How do you share the big picture of your organization with your people? What we tend to find with our clients is that senior managers sometimes struggle to explain the vision, the mission, the values. It's not because they're not capable and very intelligent and very, very competent. It's just because they're often quite close to the detail, and they're often quite complex messages to try and explain and quite nuanced. So what we're going to be looking at the webinar is why that's a challenge for a lot of senior leaders within our organizations. And we're also going to be sharing with you some tools and tactics that you can use in order to be able to do that more effectively. So that's on the 29th of April, 2021. Sorry if you're listening to this afterwards and you've missed it, but we will be running these events regularly in the future. So check our events page, which is thebigpicturepeople.co.uk. Go to the menu and look at events, and you'll see our webinars, our free webinars that we're going to be running. And there's a good chance we're going to be running one of these in the future as well. And you can sign up there via the link. It's a free webinar via Zoom that you can click on there, register your interest, and we'll send you some information, and we'll book you on that. So I hope you found that interesting. If you've found this particular episode useful, or if you think there's anyone else in your network who might find it beneficial, please share it with them. And if you're not already subscribed to our podcasts via your podcast platform of choice, then you're more than welcome to do so. That would be great. It would mean that you will get an automatic update in your podcast stream every week. Anyway, that's all from me. I look forward to you joining us next week. We have a fantastic interview coming up next week, which is all about employee engagement in a 24-hour operation, which is with Christina Veneva from Atlantis Resorts in Dubai. So I hope you will be able to join us for next week's episode and listen to that interview. But in the meantime, thank you very much and take care.